leaders and as coaches to support others develop is around this knowledge of the brain. And actually, it's a knowledge of neuroscience, which is not only the brain, it's the brain and the nervous system. Hello, and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, your host, Ruth Kudsey. If you're a coach or you're coaching curious, this is the place for you. We're going to be talking all things coaching, personal development, and business development in a really fun way. You're going to hear live coaching sessions, and you're going to come away with tools and techniques that you can practically use and take away. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. And if you really enjoy it, give me a review. One of the reasons that I actually got into coaching and became such an advocate of coaching is because I saw what it did for me as a leader, a manager. And even back then, well over a decade ago, it was being lauded as a skill that was really essential if you wanted to lead and manage people effectively. And as the landscape has massively changed over the last 2 years, and we have more people working from home, working in hybrid formats, I believe that coaching as a leadership skill is becoming not even sought after. It is becoming the thing that really helps people to support their teams, get the most out of their teams, enhance their performance, enhance their engagement, and allow them to deliver in a way that works for them. So as we are moving away, which I am very glad about, from cultures where presenteeism seems to be the norm, where if you work the hours, that seems to be sufficient, I believe that the focus on coaching as a leadership skill is only going to grow. And talking of grow, it is going beyond that basic. So often we talk to organisations and they're saying, we use a bit of grow or we do this. And that's a great starting point. But as we've realised, people don't operate in isolation. And in fact, the grow model can be, it can not always look at the context of an organisation. And if we're thinking about now, it doesn't always merge the things that make a real difference in terms of our coaching approach. So for me, one of the things that is really interesting around how we coach and what we can do as leaders and as coaches to support others develop is around this knowledge of the brain. And actually, it's a knowledge of neuroscience, which is not only the brain, it's the brain and the nervous system. And I believe that we as leaders need to really think about how things are impacting those people that we manage in terms of their brain and their nervous system. So let's dive into that. If we are looking at being a leader, and if we're looking at being a leader in an environment where stress levels and cortisol levels may be relatively high, which, let's be honest, I think the majority of us may be able to resonate with those situations, then coaching as a skill can also be used to help reduce those levels of cortisol. So let's dive into that. So if we're thinking about it, you know, I have worked in many situations. Actually, I struggle to think about an environment that I've worked in that is not highly stressful. So I came from a sales environment, and I think it's fair to say that sales has an element of stress. And actually, I would say that those people who are able to manage their stress response and to not associate with the outcome of the sales long term, you could see that they were able to build a lot more sustainability in their approach, because obviously, with sales comes pressure, with pressure comes stress. And if that's not managed effectively, then it impacts your ability to really think, problem solve, show up. And therefore, what you saw was lots of people who would be able to be successful, but because they were in this kind of self-perpetuating spiral. When they weren't successful, those stress levels rose, and that actually it was the stress levels being higher, which therefore impacted on their level of success, because they weren't able to work in a way that really played to their strengths cognitively because of those higher levels of stress. So coming from that background, then going into education. Now, of course, you may know a bit about me now, but I'm not somebody who does things without challenge. So when I worked in education, I actually worked in the London schools, and the majority of my time as a senior leader was in schools in special measures. So again, that pressure creates stress. And there were definitely a lot of situations where I felt the impact of that stress, and that therefore impacted how I was showing up. Now, I was very, very lucky that I had a coach, and my coach was able to coach and mentor me to have more of a coaching approach. And I then had training, which enabled me to have more of a coaching approach with my team. And really simple things like saying, what would you suggest? What's going on with you? How can I support you? How's this impacting you? Those really simple questions started to open up dialogue. And what I found is my stress response is very much to go to being directive. And you know, there were definitely situations in both of those schools where I worked in where I would slip back into that default. And what I realized and recognized is when I allowed myself some space to really ask those questions and listen, and we know that listening is not only with the ears, listening to see what was going on for people, then those people not only felt valued, but they felt empowered and they were able to make more effective decisions. And really through that act of listening and silence, what you're doing is you're effectively holding space for people to reduce their stress. So in those environments, I saw it play out. And you know, running a business during a pandemic with young children has been challenging as well. You know, running a business, one of the things that as an entrepreneur we don't talk about is this idea that, you know, I'm responsible for paying 25 people's salaries each month. So I have to deliver. That is a non-negotiable. But with that can come stress. So even as a leader now, I have coaching to not only work on my triggers and my stressors, but also so I can have more of that approach with my team. And when I say with the team, it's often, and this is another interesting part, it's often through modeling with people who are, you know, reporting into you as a leader that we see this big shift. And I would say that, you know, the open questions and listening is the start. However, if you are able to have the right training, you're going to be able to go deeper. And you're going to be able to support your teams to really start to take more ownership and to have more honest and frank conversations. And one of the things that I know in my whole life is when people are transparent and honest, you know where to go. And the thing that as a leader, if we know what we're facing, we can work better. If something's not working out for somebody, if somebody's feeling anxious, if someone's got stuff going on at home, if we know that, we can support that person. If we don't know that, it's very difficult for us to move forward. So within every context, I believe that the most important leadership skill is having this coaching approach, because it makes it about other people. It means that we listen to those people who are in our business. And I know that even, you know, again, as an entrepreneur, I ask my two directors a lot. I ask them open questions. I listen to them. I find out what is really going on. Because if I'm only being directive, I'm not getting their feedback. I'm not guessing their great ideas. I'm not seeing my blind spots. And as much as coaching is about the performance of the whole organization, it's also about our performance and appreciating that we don't always get it right. So For me, if you are a leader or you aspire to be a leader, coaching is that secret ingredient. And the reason it helps is, first of all, because we can self-coach. We've all had situations. I had a situation very recently, actually, where I shared something that was very important to me on LinkedIn. And I was getting some rather negative personal messages. And I remember, like, I got into that, like, I'm going to reply. And then I was like, right, how is this serving me? This person has made a judgment about me. I don't believe that judgment to be true. They probably believe it is true. But they've made this judgment about me. So what am I actually doing by engaging with it? What can I control here? What can't I control? I can't control what they think about me. In fact, continuing to engage is probably not going to make any difference. But what I can control is what I do. And I can control how I respond to other people and where I spend my energy. And that self-coaching is so important, because that is the thing that can bring you back. That is the thing that can stop you sending that email or having that conversation. So I would say to you, if you are a leader and you are not confident in coaching, then you need to come and check out our new course. Our Coaching as a Leader course. We are starting with a group of 10 people, so super small. And there is more information in the show notes below, because we'd love to have you. We'd love to see you using your coaching to develop your leadership capacity and to support all of those that you lead and manage. Thank you for listening to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, Ruth Kudsey. If you enjoy this, I would love you to join my Facebook group, The Coaching Community, for more of the same.